We're here with head coach Craig Penny of the men's and women's cross country teams, taking a look at 2008 for your squads. Really one of the biggest, most noticeable things coming into the 2008 season is just the sheer size of your team.
Yeah, we've grown from 29 last year to 45 this year. So influx of some youth, energy, enthusiasm, I think is a big plus for what we're trying to do to get the culture and the climate of the program turned around and headed towards that championship level. So it was really important we went out and got some quality recruits, and I'm excited about the whole process at this point.
Men selected eighth in the conference after finishing eighth in the NCACs last year. You've got a number one returner in Gabe Savage. Talk about his leadership role on this team this year.
Gabe's kind of a real quiet leader. He just leads by example. He's gone out and he's had some great workouts so far in the 2.5-3 weeks that we've been at it. He's run a PR last week at the Dayton meet with 16:11. So he's on course to have a really big season. He stays healthy, stays focused, gets in there and develops a little bit of tenacity and hunger for winning. He's going to be right in the hunt there in the conference championships, maybe one of the top 10 guys in the conference.
Now, talking about the rest of your leaders, you've got a couple of other seniors as well, but some of the underclassmen might be stepping up in terms of leadership for your squad this year.
Kevin Frick's one of the guys that's a tri-captain. He showed and exemplified a lot of leadership just through his work ethic, his determination and dedication. His training has been phenomenal all summer. Some of the other guys that have really had looked stellar so far is Andrew Carter, Ben Hamp, Dan Wanstetter, Josh Corliss are all sophomores. So the nucleus of the team is really underclassmen, but we're counting on the seniors and those guys to step up and be leaders and help carry us to see if we can't be in the top four or five in the conference.
Taking a look at the women's side, obviously the situation, the story of the year this year is going to be that underclassmen group. Six of your top seven in the first meet of the year were first years. Talk about how you expect them to really build towards the future with this group.
I think they bring a lot of experience, determination. I think the one of the things that I noticed as a recruiter of this group is their confidence level is just unbelievable. I think it's one of my top two or three recruiting classes I've ever had in 31 years. So I see them really developing and doing well. They want to challenge themselves. They're not afraid of the workouts. They just want to get better. They're not afraid of anything. And I think last week exemplified that because we're in there against a lot of Division I quality people. But they went in there and competed and did a real nice job. If we stay together, stay healthy, we're going to be pretty competitive at the conference meet, and who knows what we can do. You know, with freshmen, you never know what's going to happen. They could jump out of the box and run phenomenal. They could fall flat in their face, too. So we think they're going to be pretty good.
Women selected fifth in the conference this year coming into the NCAC, that after a seventh place finish in the conference meet last year. And obviously you talk about the youth being an issue of a feast or famine type of situation. Talk about the biggest differences between competing at the high school level and then competing at the collegiate level.
High school level, they know they can go out and win every race probably because there's not that much depth at the high school level. But at the collegiate level, you're going to have 15, 20 people in every race that are going to go out there and challenge you, push you, drag you to see what you can do. So the depth of competition at the college level is much better. Plus the race distance is going to be a little bit challenging for them too. But so far they've really responded to the workouts, and I'm really excited about where we're going and what can happen down the road here with this group. It's real determination on their part. Good leadership side of Aaron Hedrick, Katie McElvain, and Laura Woodard. And it's a group of 25, so they're helping each other, motivate each other. But, boy, I tell you what, it's an exciting time for cross country here at Witt.
Now, cross country is unique in the sense that along with track and field as well as swimming and diving, you've got one meet to prove where you stand in terms of the North Coast Athletic Conference standings. Talk about preparing for that meet, understanding that you've got to have your best performance on one day of the year.
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do right now as we put the schedule together last year was get these young men and women into some competitive situations like Penn State where they're really going to get a chance to test themselves to see how they handle that kind of level of competition, which I think will better prepare them for the physical and mental demands of the conference meet. And I think they'll be ready and prepared. You know, in my experience, we'll have them ready to step up on the line and ready to go. They're going to have a lot of confidence. They're going to be thinking. They're going to know what they need to do. And they're just going to go out there and give it their best shot and see what happens.
Now, obviously, a lot of people from around the conference are going to look at the fact that you essentially brought 150% increase to your team size this year. What was the secret to the recruiting this year, selling the program and selling the institution?
Well, I think number one, you sell the institution. The academics that are available here at Wittenberg are outstanding, and that's what I sell to every one of my recruits. I want them to be the best student, have an opportunity to be challenged by the academic rigors of the academic arena, and running is just an enhancement of their whole college experience. So I've never deviated from my philosophy of academics number one and athletics number two, but in my opinion, you can be successful with both. You just have to be determined, focused, committed, and have a lot of confidence and willing to make that sacrifice.
Well, we thank you and wish you the best of luck this year, Coach, as you push towards the NCAC championships.
It's a pleasure, and come out and watch them run this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun and a great opportunity to see the Tigers in action.
Well, the Wittenberg men's and women's cross-country teams in action from the Springfield Masonic Home this upcoming Saturday. The men's race is at 10:30, and the women's race is at 11:15. That's the one and only home race for the Wittenberg cross-country teams this year, but the conference meet is going to be coming up from Oberlin College in early November.